It's Thursday, August 21st, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. Works and Transport Minister Vekone Kundi has called on ministries to prioritise local procurement, stressing that opting for imports when local options exist is a serious offence. He said buying from local manufacturers empowers producers, creates jobs and strengthens the economy.
It's now a mandatory that they must now buy from the government stores, and it is a mandatory that the government stores must now buy from the local manufacturers. That means it must be locally produced and not imported finished goods. And it's only in the case that we do not have such item in stock that we give them a formal letter of exemption that they can then buy anywhere else. However, we are also cognizant that we shall be safeguarding against government buyers who will possibly intention to manipulate the system. And as a result, then we are now reaching out to the local manufacturers. What is that they produce? Where are they producing? What are their quantities or what are their capacities and their qualities?
The Bank of Namibia expects gross domestic product growth of 3.5%, weighed down by weak manufacturing and diamond tariffs. Governor Johannes Tabaga announced plans to build gold reserves, with Acting Deputy Director Nafiku Hamunime noting the launch of the Data Sphere platform to expand access to critical economic data.
Participants discussed the impact of the newly imposed tariffs, highlighting both the short-term pressures on export competitiveness and the need for continued dialogue to navigate these headwinds. During the same dialogue, the bank launched its DataSphere platform. The launch of the DataSphere marks a historic moment for the Bank of Namibia and a transformative step in the nation's economic landscape. As a centralized data platform developed by the central bank, the DataSphere consolidates Namibia's most critical macroeconomic and financial statistics.
Only two of the seven dismissed Katima Mulilo town councillors met with Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa yesterday. He used the session to justify the council's dissolution, formalised in a termination notice gazetted on the 15th of this month after the councillors ignored an earlier right of reply directive.
For removing the council is failure to perform the duties, functions and powers as entrenched in the Local Authority Act, particularly Section 30. And in that section, there is a particular clause that deals with immovable properties, that is land. In terms of that section, land can only be hypothecated, alienated, or given to anybody with prior.
Kenya is negotiating with China to restructure a dollar-denominated railway loan into Chinese yuan. An aide to Kenya's finance minister told Reuters China, Kenya's largest bilateral lender, financed the $5 billion US dollar high-speed railway, one of the country's biggest infrastructure projects. Bloomberg earlier reported the conversion plan, noting it could reduce costs since China's interest rates are lower than those in the US. Effective yesterday, travelers from certain countries will have to pay bonds of up to $15,000 to enter the United States, whether it's for business or pleasure. It's a pilot project that is meant to crack down on visitors who overstay their visas or who are coming from countries the U.S. deems have poor screening and vetting processes. Tony Waterman is our correspondent.
The list could easily expand to include more than a dozen other nations, mostly in Africa. This rule is in addition to the total and partial travel bans the Trump administration has already imposed on 19 countries. The State Department says the money will be returned if the person leaves before their visa expires. But if they don't, they forfeit the cash. Citizens from countries with visa-free access to the U.S. are exempt, as are Mexicans and Canadians. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.